Hey friend, are you asking yourself, is this what I really want to be doing with my life? I don't think so. I think there's something else that I'm meant to be doing. Welcome to the Painting Your Path podcast, where we have real conversations about what it takes to step out, be bold, and do you. I'm your host, Clarissa Castillo-Ramsey. Let's dive in. Hey, hey, welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Clarissa Castillo-Ramsey, and if this is your first time tuning in, welcome. Thank you so much for being here, and I just want to explain my voice really quickly. I have a condition called spasmodic dysphonia that I'm currently dealing with and working through, so that's why I sound like I have laryngitis, so just wanted to make you aware of that if this is your first time tuning in. And if you have been here for a while, thank you so much for your support. I don't take it for granted, and I'm so grateful that you're here. So today's episode is a solo episode, but before I get into that, I wanted to quickly share that at the end of this month, what's the date? March 23rd, I'm hosting a retreat for women, and it's called Boldly into Your Vision. And this is perfect for you, my friend, if you're a busy, ambitious, recovering, people-pleasing, overthinking perfectionist. Maybe 2024 hasn't quite started out as you envisioned, or maybe you already need to make in time for yourself because you've been hitting the pavement since January 1st. And you know that you need to slow it down. My friend and fellow coach, Mita Wise, and I are co-collaborating with you. And what we're going to do is take you through a journey of visualization and different exercises to prime you to then create your 2024 vision board. And I'm also going to talk about how you can bring your vision board to life. So if that sounds interesting to you, we would love to have you. The link is in the show notes. We're about a fourth of the way full, so don't delay if this event is calling you. And again, it's Saturday, March 23rd. So today, I wanted to answer a question that came into my Facebook community group. And that question is, how do you move through the fear of taking the leap? And I thought this was such a great question because I know so many people who, whether you want to leave your 9-to-5 or whether you want to just start a new chapter in your life or maybe you have a passion project, fear often keeps us stuck, right? So I wanted to dive into this a little bit. I could just tell you to just do it, or build the plane while you're flying, or take the leap and the net will appear. Those are all legit things you absolutely can do. However, I'm guessing if you're listening to this, maybe you want more of a methodical method. So I have three ideas for you. The first one is embracing imperfection as growth. Our fear often stems from the desire for perfection and the fear of failure. Remember that fear is false evidence appearing real. So I invite you to begin to reframe your perspective on imperfection as a necessary part of growth and progress. When I started out on this creative entrepreneurial journey, I really didn't have any idea of where I wanted to begin, or who exactly I wanted to work with, or what I wanted to do. I knew that I wanted to get into coaching. That's what I loved so much about my professional career. So that's about all that I knew. And so I had to do my best to not overthink. And I thought, what can I do? What can I create that will help me and help others? So I hired a coach to help me figure that out. And that is how my first summit was born. I had lots of horrible thoughts. Like, this is terrible. Is this going to work? Is this even going to be a good event? Is anybody going to listen to me? I had all those moments and I still went with it. And I'm so grateful that I didn't let perfectionism or the fear of failure stop me. And really, truly, if I can do it, I know you can too. So I want to leave you with this journal prompt. I want you to reflect on a time when you did let perfectionism hold you back. How did it make you feel? And what did you learn from that experience? So take time to write it out. The next thing that I want to share is it's so important to cultivate self-compassion when you're starting something new. And I don't know about you, but I tend to be my own worst critic. And being overly critical of yourself can just further fuel fear and inhibit progress. So can you begin to practice more self-compassion on your journey? Is there a positive affirmation you can adopt that feels stretchy, but also feels realistic and not completely out of reach? Maybe it's something like, I choose progress over perfection. I've had multiple coaches and teachers tell me something like, done is better than perfect. Done is beautiful. So, how does that sound to you? When you allow yourself to get wound up, anxious, you'll feel it in your body. And trust me, I know this is what I'm currently dealing with my voice. I'm still recovering from stress and overwhelm from previous years. And I just let it stop me for a while. So what really helped was eventually surrendering and telling myself new stories and showing myself some self-compassion during this difficult time. So for you, I have another journal prompt. And I want you to write yourself a letter expressing kindness and understanding for the fears you're experiencing. What words of encouragement would you offer to a friend in a similar situation? Tell that to yourself. And the last thing that I want to share with you today is all about taking incremental steps. You don't need to take giant leaps. There's power in taking small, manageable steps towards your goals to work through the fear and the doubt. Think about micro progress and how breaking down larger tasks into smaller actions can make them less intimidating. Going back to my summit example, I remember the first time I had to put a summit together, I was overwhelmed by all the things that I knew would have to come together to make it work. And I just had to break it down. I let it be messy. I released the pressure of having it be perfect because there really is no such thing as perfection. question that I asked myself was, how can I make this fun? How can I make this fun? And so for me, this might not be fun for you, but for me, I thought, let me ask some A players if they'll be on my first summit. I reached out to people like Liz Gilbert, Marie Forleo, Andy J. Pizza. If you're in the creative space, I'm sure you know who he is. He has the podcast, Creative Pep Talk. But I reached out to these people to be on my summit. And guess what? They politely declined. And you know what? Who cares? It was really more about getting out of my comfort zone and making that impossible request. So I want to encourage you to just focus on progress rather than perfection. And remember that every step forward is a success. And here's my journal prompt for you for this. I want you to identify one small action you can take today to move closer to your creative business or your passion project or your next chapter, whatever it is. What is one thing you can do to support yourself as you take this step? So there you have it. How can you work through the fear? Remember, embrace imperfection as growth. Cultivate self-compassion for yourself and take incremental steps. So I hope this helps. Let me know on social media what stood out to you. And if you want to be part of the Bloom Boldly Into Your Vision Women's Retreat, head on over to the show notes and sign up today. We would love to have you. And until next time, keep painting your path.
Thank you so much for staying till the very end. If you found this episode helpful, please share it with a friend. If you haven't had a chance yet, please write a review and rate the show. I would love to hear your feedback. And I also have a free resource guide for anybody who is asking themselves, am I on the right path for myself now? Or is there something else that I really want to do? Maybe you're in that quandary. Maybe you're wondering what's next. So head over to the show notes and you'll see my Painting Your Path framework guide. Download it and have some fun. Just start exploring. And if you're looking for a community, please consider joining my Facebook group. And thank you again for tuning in, and I will see you next week.